Good morning.
Good morning, Saints.
How many of you in your spare time hang out talking about life and death? For a lot of us, I don't know what you've discovered, but thinking about or talking about the matter of life or death can create a lot of anxiety and fear. And I think it's a natural tendency to hold on to life. We want to live. And we push away or deny, ignore death. Yet if we really want to take up this practice, if we are sincere about this practice, we must be ready to die and die completely. In order to realize our true nature, we must change our relationship with who it is that dies. Every morning, I take a shower, brush my teeth, and look in the mirror. And there's Carl. That's who I am. That's myself, Carl. And I go into the kitchen and make breakfast. And who is making breakfast? Carl. Every act like that, I am creating the self, the idea of Carl. I walk down the stairs. Who is it that's walking down the stairs? Carl. Throughout the day, there's probably hundreds and hundreds of times when I confirm my existence, when I confirm that there is a Carl. And then for others, I confirm who they are, their self. I say good morning to Dave. I've confirmed that there is a Dave. I thank Jeff for being my head monk. I confirm that there is a Jeff. But this idea of self must die. We must allow ourselves to die completely. Allow the idea of who we think we are to die completely. It doesn't mean that that self isn't important and doesn't have a function. But we stay trapped in the idea that this self exists. So when we say in Zen we must die and we must die completely, what it means is that self must die. We must see into the fact that our mind, our experience, creates that self. And so the thoughts, the ideas about who we think we are must die. They must stop, go out of existence. There was a Zen master, a Japanese Zen master named Nan-in, who was a teacher during the Meiji era. And that was a period that went from 1868 to 1912. And he received at his temple a university professor who was renowned in the intellectual community, the academic community, for being an expert in Zen Buddhism. And so this expert professor came to see Nan-in to find out just what did Nan-in know about Zen. And so as was the custom, the college professor was greeted by Nan-in, and Nan-in asked him to come and sit and share a cup of tea. So they sat down face to face across from this small table with a little teacup in front of them. And Nan-in picked up the teapot and began pouring tea into the college professor's cup. And slowly the cup filled. But Nan-in did not stop pouring. And the cup overflowed. The tea started running down the side of the cup onto the table and dripping onto the floor. And soon the tea was overflowing all over the place. And the professor watched until he could no longer restrain himself. And finally he shouted out, "It's overflowing! It's full!" And then Nan-in sat in silence. He didn't react. He sat in silence for a few seconds. And then he said to the teacher, "How can I possibly show you Zen unless you first empty your cup? How can you understand the matter of life and death unless you first empty your cup?" When our heads are full and overflowing with beliefs and ideas about what life and death is. How can we possibly know the truth? What happens when I say to you, who were you before you were born? And who will you be after you die? Who are you? Who were you before you were born? And who will you be after you die? And usually two responses occur. And the first response is, when asked that question, there is immediately this rush to somehow capture the question and formulate an answer, a story about who we were and who we will be. The other possibility is, in the conventional way, it's an impossible question to answer. So sometimes the student's mind will just stop. Thinking will temporarily stop for a second or two. So the antidote for getting trapped by our ideas of who it is that dies, who we were before we were born, and who we will be after we die. And I think the answer in a way is simple. We just acknowledge that we don't know. How do we know the answer to those questions? So as so many times in our practice, we accept the fact that we don't know, and we return to living fully present in each moment. If I go, there is that moment, which I've showed many times before, there is that moment when there is no life and no death. If I am holding my grandson in my arms and reading him a story, fully present to that moment, the matter of life and death is of no concern, because I am living fully present in that moment. Sun Sanim used to say, mind makes. Well, mind makes life, and mind makes death. They're ideas. And our mind separates one from the other. It creates an opposition. We cling, we want to live, and God forbid we should die. And that separation, we create this tension, as if there was a choice. And ultimately, was a choice. But there is no choice if there is nobody to die. We live, we are in this present moment, and then we don't exist anymore. Buddha taught the secret for a healthy body and mind is to not cling to past or worry about the future, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. You know, it's going to make it tough to really fully be present to that grandchild in our arms to whom we are reading a story. That present moment, if we are pulled out of that present moment, worrying about, thinking about what has happened and what will happen, what is being alive, what is being dead, there's no way to answer this question. There is no self to die or to live. There is only this present moment. There is only rocking my grandchild, feeling my grandchild against my heart, feeling him squirm because he's getting bored by my story. So if we embody the truth, which is that there's only this present moment, the matter of life and death is not a problem. All that is left is the gift of being in each moment, moment after moment. So I am glad to have taken this opportunity to put to rest all of your fears about dying. So I'm sure that you owe me a great gratitude that you can leave and not have that worry. So thank you.